Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Chris Hicks joins us. He's the Washoe County District Attorney, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Chris Hicks. He is the Washoe County District Attorney. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Nice to be back.
Let's start out with the demonstrations that have been going on in Las Vegas and Carson City, and to a lesser extent in Reno. We've seen over the past groups try to, push their influence beyond people who are just protesting whatever it is they're protesting, but other people with a real agenda. And there's been talk of a group called the Proud Boys, which is a far-right group that has been organizing these protests in Carson City and in Las Vegas. Is that a true statement to you? And if so, who are these people and what's their goal?
Well, I've not been briefed on the Proud Boys themselves, so I couldn't really say on that. But what I can say is, any time that we're in a state of kind of disarray in our society, in which we most certainly are now, some extremist groups, whether it be an Antifa type or a far right like you're talking about, they certainly seize on those opportunities to try to recruit, to try to, push forth their influence and their philosophies. If you think about it, for example, the most recent protests in Carson City at the governor's mansion. I mean, if you're a group that is anti-government and is looking to recruit, that's certainly a place that you're going to go. I mean, those are people that are upset, rightly so. People are upset in our society for different reasons. And they're there protesting government action. And so it certainly makes sense, again, if you put yourself in the shoes of those groups, that they might be trying to have some influence in those circles.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has named this group as a hate group. They have denied that. Whose responsibility is it within the jurisdictions in Northern Nevada to be monitoring groups like this? Is it the FBI? Who is it?
Well, I think the FBI is a good start. They really have the resources to keep track of all these different groups, and they've made domestic terrorism a priority. I also know that General Ford, since the time he was running to be the Attorney General of Nevada, has made mention of that being a priority of his. So I think it falls on all law enforcement, though. Now, at the higher level of the FBI, to keep the intel and then disseminate it to the local agencies. But then from an enforcement perspective, it's going to fall on everybody. And as usual, it typically falls on the city or county agencies, law enforcement agencies, to make quick arrests if necessary.
I've gently asked several public officials in Washoe County and Reno about their concerns for civil unrest, and they have all kind of blown that off up until now. How do you feel about it?
Well, I guess it depends on what type of civil unrest you're talking about.
All right, well, let's talk about it. I mean, when people, you know, have no money and they have no food to feed their families or pay the rent or find themselves evicted if that ends up happening, people are going to be desperate and they are going to do desperate things. So let's start there.
Well, I think civil unrest in that, at that level is something everybody's thinking about. I think hopefully we're at a time now where we're starting to see around the corner on this pandemic and this crisis. And so I'm hoping that it alleviates the thought of some of that. But you know, this is, as you know, Sam, I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like this. We just don't know what's gonna happen, where things are gonna go, what the impact's gonna be. And I know that the spirit of Nevadans and the spirit of our country is positive, and people are always trying to look forward. And I'm hoping that that will happen. But if there is, for some reason, a level of that kind of civil unrest, you know, my office plays a significant role in public safety. That's a highest priority of mine. And so I hope that we would be a part of discussions with local agencies to make sure that we're treating that accordingly. But there's no playbook right now.
Okay, so have there been discussions between your office, RPD, SPD, Washoe County?
Well, I know that at the law enforcement level, the agencies, they're always talking. That we have an extraordinary group of law enforcement agencies and the way they collaborate in our region. It's really like nowhere else in that I've heard of. And so I know they're always talking. You know, as you know, I'm also the lawyer for the sheriff. So we often have talked with the sheriff just to talk about what their powers, his powers are, what his duties are under the NRS, which would involve keeping the peace of our community. And so we're talking about it, but not at me personally as the DA, not at that level. I'm the second stage of that kind of enforcement.
And, you know, we see when, you know, for example, there's a bank robbery, say, in downtown Reno, that all kinds of law enforcement from just about every agency you can imagine and some you couldn't imagine, you know, suddenly have patrol cars out on the street. So there are no, for want of a better word, war games, you know, being planned or looked at for any kind of situation that could occur. And I'm not trying to be, you know, somebody inciting, you know, people to think this way, but it's just at this point in time, when you look at the situation where, you know, so many businesses have become desperate, people are becoming desperate, that, you know, it's a concern that needs to be talked about.
It's a very real concern. I think about it a lot, like everybody does. But I think about the example I use is, you know, somebody who works in a casino, has two kids, and, you know, all of a sudden they have nothing. And I know as a parent myself and as a husband, I can't imagine what some people are going through right now. And so I think it's right to take it to the level that you're talking about. And I know that our local law enforcement, like I said, we work together incredibly on a regional level. And you know, hopefully that's nothing we ever have to talk about, but we would be prepared and reactive.
Are you seeing more cases at this point of domestic violence or any cases of child abuse that are higher than normal?
Yes and no. So as you've probably seen, crime in general is down, and it's really common sense if you think about it. Residential burglaries are down because people are home. Crimes that typically come from social gatherings like bars and nightclubs, those are of course down because those are all closed, and that's a positive thing, I guess, if you have to look for positives in this situation.
We'll take any we can.
Yes, you look for silver lining. But the two you bring up are two that I'm very concerned about. Domestic violence, it hasn't gone up as far as arrests yet, but it hasn't gone down consistent with any of the others, and that's significant. In regards to domestic violence, I know that calls to our local crisis call type centers that help with domestic violence victims have skyrocketed. And so I'm very concerned about domestic violence, about people being locked in their homes together, the type of pressure that can be exhibited by abusers on victims. And so I think that those are going to continue to increase. I'm worried about that. But the next one, the other one you bring up that I'm very worried about is the child abuse and sexual abuse. Because, as I've told you before, you know, my office runs a local child advocacy center, which is the multidisciplinary unit that investigates those types of crime. Prior to all this, there is a level of child sexual abuse and physical abuse in our community that few people know. And I think most people would be shocked at how high the numbers are. But now we have children at home. Typically, the abusers in those types of cases are family members or close friends. So they're home together, and the children don't have an opportunity to disclose the abuse. Because what oftentimes happens in those cases is abuse will be disclosed to a teacher, to a counselor, to a friend, and those outlets aren't really there. And so I'm very concerned about those vulnerable victims. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, and I don't know that we'll see the impact of it until quite some time down the road. But that's something that I hope everybody is being extra cautious of and aware of if they see something that doesn't seem right, to be sure and look into it.
Is there some phone number that somebody could text that information to? Because like you say, they're not in a situation because everybody's in the home. To be able to actively even call somebody on the telephone, even though that seems like ancient these days. Yeah. But is there a hotline that people can call?
There are various organizations and hotlines. I don't have them at the tip of my tongue, but people have, advocates have stood up things like that during this pandemic and this lockdown. As I was driving here, I was thinking, I wonder, we need to stand something up that really will focus more on children. And I think that there's a need for that right now.
Well, to say the least, and I would guarantee you that every news organization in the state would be more than happy to pass on that information to their listeners, viewers, readers. And we will be happy to, if you can send me information, we'll post it on our website under our link section. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about other issues with Chris Hicks right after this time out.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Hicks. He's the Washoe County District Attorney. So obviously, we are not only in a bad financial situation right now, but we are going to be in a bad financial situation ongoing. Unless the federal government releases another $1 trillion package that comes down to the city and county level, are you already looking at your budgets of a district attorney's office and figuring out when you get asked the question, you know, what are the areas? Because, you know, there's not going to be any tax increases. It's not going to happen. So what are you looking at and what are your concerns about this?
Well, we are already looking into our budget. The county has already put certain conditions in place. There's hiring freezes, different budgetary items that we're no longer allowed to dip into. It's concerning. You know, when I came into office, one of the first things I did is I looked within my own budget to see how I could be as lean as possible and as effective as possible. Well, the effect of that now is I'm lean. I'm understaffed. And so it's concerning, but we're looking into it. We're hopeful that Northern Nevada might not be hit as hard as Southern Nevada as far as government budget. And so when it comes to those discussions, we'll be ready to discuss what we have to do. Any budget requests we had obviously are off the table. We were in the budget cycle, which is disappointing, but we'll be ready to look within our own budget if we need to.
Okay, so the main source of revenue for your department is property taxes, correct?
Well, the county primarily is property taxes, and then we have what's called the C tax, which I think is about 38% of the county budget. Property taxes is around 50%. And so, that's where it comes from.
So we're already seeing on a national level, let alone a regional level, that at this point, mortgage services, the people that take your money and then give it to the investors who provided your mortgage, they are already in deep trouble because people aren't paying their mortgages. And so, you know, at this point, if the federal government doesn't rescue them, who knows whether that money is going to continue to go to the places it should go to, because they tend to pay the taxes to the county, cities, et cetera, insurance companies. So, I mean, even though, and I hate to say this because we have a lot of people watching and listening in Southern Nevada, Las Vegas is going to be hit hard. But Northern Nevada is not going to escape this. I mean, we were already behind the curve just because of what happened in the Great Recession. You know, we saw that it was going to be years before local governments got up to the same, you know, amount of money that they were collecting before. And there's been talk about lifting those property tax caps. I can't imagine that would even be on the table. So what areas, if any, well, obviously there are always going to be areas, but what areas would you look at in terms of cuts?
Well, you know, my department is unique in the sense that most of my budget is personnel. I mean, we don't have a product. We're just lawyers and support staff that enable us to do our mission. And so if I had to do that, if I had to look to cuts, that eventually it would have to come to probably people. But they have not mentioned anything yet, the county, as that being a possibility. And we're actively looking for, we already have multiple grants in my office. I mean, we try to be as creative as we can to serve this community. But if it comes to that, just like it did in the Great Recession, I know my predecessor had to make some very difficult decisions. And if we have to do that, we'll do it.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Chris Hicks after this timeout.
Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks. State monies are very important to law enforcement as well. There are new things coming in on July 1. In fact, State Senator Ben Kiekhefer was here last week and, you know, asking for a special session of the legislature, because if some of these problems don't get addressed before the budget year begins, it will be an even bigger financial crisis for the state, in his opinion. What are your concerns?
Well, I was in a sentencing commission meeting last week with Chief Carpenter and many others, and she runs the state's Department of Public Safety, which naturally runs parole and probation, highway patrol. What she mentioned in that meeting is that they've already been told to prepare for 14% cuts. What concerns me relative to the legislature and what you're talking about is on July 1st, a criminal justice reform omnibus bill that was passed last session, it was a huge overhaul of our criminal justice system, comes into effect. Now, I was not a fan of this criminal justice reform bill.
On this program, you said that.
There were parts that were good, but all in all, I feel like it was compromising in public safety, and it's going to be a problem. Well, the philosophy behind this criminal justice reform bill is reinvestment, taking people out of prison and reinvesting into treatment programs, which all in all, if it works, is not something I'm opposed to, but it's how you go about it. But when this bill goes into effect, many of our felony laws are reduced dramatically as far as potential sanctions, and there's a tremendous amount of mandatory treatment programs, mandatory deferrals of prosecutions. Well, when you have those, you need resources, you need programs, you need drug courts, you need supervision from parole and probation. There's all kinds of resources that come hand in hand with that. And those are largely going to be gone because of this. But that bill's still coming into effect. And so the teeth have been taken away from the criminal justice system to hold people accountable for a lot of their crimes, and now I worry about the ability of those divisions, parole and probation, for example, to be able to supervise those criminals in the hopes of getting them back on track without any resources.
There's also been a discussion, which I found very interesting, in terms of releasing prisoners because of COVID, that in some cases, some people have said that people are better off in jail because they have a roof over their head, three meals a day, and medical treatment. If you release them onto the streets, they have none of those things. What's your position on that?
Well, so I brought up the Sentencing Commission meeting we had last week. That was the topic we discussed for 8 hours, was whether or not we were going to recommend to the governor to convene the Pardons Board to consider releases. I was opposed to the releases. Now, at a prison level, you got to distinguish jail and prison, but at a prison level, I was opposed to the releases. For number one, there's no active cases in any of our 12,000 inmates in the state of Nevada. There is no active cases of COVID. So to take that drastic step of actually overturning sentences that were administered by judges in our community where they deemed someone dangerous enough or their actions serious enough to put them in prison, to think about releasing them when there's not even a potential for them to get COVID yet, I was opposed to. Now, interestingly, in that discussion, the Sentencing Commission, we have all kinds of disciplines there, from reentry programs to ACLU, you name it, to prosecutors. Even inmate reentry or reentry program directors, or the director of a reentry program, was saying, listen, there's nothing for these inmates out there. We have no jobs. We have no resources. We have no housing. If we let them out, they're going to fail, and they're going to be committing crimes again.
And I do want to point out that, yes, in the prison population, we have not had reports of COVID, but within the structure, there are people who work in the system who have been tested positive for COVID. So the potential is still there.
Well, the potential's there, but I do want to say that there's a new director of corrections in the state of Nevada. His name's Director Daniels. He came here in December, and he is doing a phenomenal job. And the proactive steps he took in February of this year to prevent the spread in our prisons, it really is remarkable. We had a presentation at the Sentencing Commission from a national organization about the strategies for the best practices. They went through it, 6 pages long. I asked Director Daniels afterwards, I said, are you doing all this? He said, yep. And so Nevada, from the prison population perspective, they've done an amazing job to prevent any kind of outbreak. And frankly, not that they're better off in prison, but they're safer, I do believe, in prison than homeless on the streets in Las Vegas or in Washoe County, where they can get back to their old tricks.
And that's where we have to leave it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here. Come back soon. Obviously, we have a lot more to talk about.
Pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.